For years, the 46-acre site in the north corner of the Kansas State University campus has been fenced off, guarded by security with an Olympic pool-size hole inside. It looked like a construction site. But as the controversy over the security and funding for the lab stalled the first phase, construction of an independent power plant, that hole filled up and is now covered with grass. Officials had reason to celebrate as construction was finally set to begin.
A lot of people have invested a great deal of time, effort, and talent to make this happen, the groundbreaking for NBEV.
It was a team effort.
It's a team effort. It's a team of DHS. We have so many people on.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, K-State Vice President Ron Truen, and Jamie Johnson of the Department of Homeland Security echoed the excitement from the Kansas congressional delegation, state and local leaders who all came to the podium. The project has been held up by risk assessments and evaluations of those assessments to ensure the safety of the lab that will not only be studying foot and mouth disease, a virus of extreme risk to livestock, but also a number of animal diseases lethal to humans. Jamie Johnson with the DHS says the project is now shovel ready.
Right now, we're very confident of our budget and schedule. We've had third-party reviews. We've had a National Academy of Science review.
Some lawmakers in Topeka want to make sure the budget and schedule stay on track because Kansas already has a sizable investment in this project. As of this month, Kansas has approved $307 million in bonds for NBEF. K-State donated the land, previously university animal facilities, worth millions according to local real estate assessments. And the state-funded Kansas Bioscience Authority put in $35 million to fund related research at the neighboring Biosecurity Research Institute. The Department of Commerce has promised $2 million for biosafety training. The price tag for Kansas so far, conservatively, more than $350 million.
The federal government hasn't even come up with as much as we've already invested in this project.
Senator Jeff Melcher of Overland Park voted against the governor's end-of-session request for additional bonds. Once they were approved, he was among those who made sure there was an amendment to the bill that held the federal government responsible for any cost overruns and prohibited the state from issuing more bonds. The majority of Kansas lawmakers believe the NBEF is important and ultimately good for the state. But the contentious budget debate this session has made them particularly wary of unjustified costs. Senator Jim Denning of Overland Park, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, voted for the supplemental bonds for NBEF, but not until he and his committee scrutinized the request carefully.
The request came at the last second. I just don't want a moving target. Once you get committed to something this big, and a cost overrun happens, you go back and ask for more money.
The Department of Homeland Security says it expects this phase of construction to take about a year and to start on the actual laboratory in August of 2014. But federal funds are still in question. The president requested $714 million in next year's budget for NBEF, but the House has shaved that number down significantly. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who's been shepherding this project through since the beginning, remains confident.
Somebody we'll get it over time. But I doubt seriously if we'll get it this session because of the budget situation and the sequester and all of that. And everybody has designs on that kind of money.
The question now is just what happens if that money doesn't come through? Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.